Let's get reaction from the Ulster Unionist Party and Roy Beggs this morning. So we have, Roy, got this statement from the NIO essentially saying Mr. Stirling can release the money.
I think there needs to be clarity, but never mind clarity. The nurses just need to get their money. It's a 1% pay award awarded in March 2017, and we cannot afford, Northern Ireland cannot afford our nurses to fall further behind nursing pay in England, Scotland and Wales. We've already had a crisis with various services, with a failure to attract nurses to provide cover. We have residential care home, nursing homes looking at going abroad themselves independently to try and attract nurses. We really must address this issue and actually increase the morale of our nursing staff by giving them a 1%, which is sitting there. We need to get to the bottom, but what is the problem? I myself actually have only written once again about a week ago on this issue to the Health Minister.
The problem, Roy, might be the noise around this, which is what we as a programme are trying to take away. Yeah. We're trying to clear the noise away. There have been some very, very senior people in Northern Ireland saying that it needs a minister to do this.
Well, if minister,
according to the NIO, that is untrue. Factually untrue. Now, the NIO do say, for example, they say within their statement, we are clear that these decisions should rightly be for a restored executive to take forward. But nobody is saying in this situation it must require a minister. And that's where all of the noise has been. And what does that noise mean? It means if you're a nurse, a care worker, a janitor working in a hospital, and you're walking into a hospital in Northern Ireland, you're being given the sense that this money that's waiting for you can't happen until there's an executive. And the Secretary of State is saying that is untrue.
We need someone to take a decision. Now, if there is a problem that needs a ministerial decision, let's get a minister in and take
it
a decision.
It doesn't.
I'm not certain from what you have said. You've said that the decision that James Brokenshire said the decision falls to the civil service
yes.
under emergency legislation. That is factually correct. Any decision in Northern Ireland falls to civil service under emergency legislation. When there is no local ministers in place, they have a certain amount of decision-making
authority. No. It's clearer than that. It does not just talk about the emergency legislation. We have this new statement from the NIO, who, and they say, in the continued absence of an executive, these decisions fall to the Northern Ireland Civil Service. It could not be clearer.
Yes, but what's missing in that, and which I don't know about, is what authority have the civil service to make such decisions? All decisions fall to the civil service. Let's stop messing about. James Brokenshire, if there's any doubt, should say in Parliament and give some sort of cover to the civil servants. If they're wanting cover, give it to them. And not only is Sinn Féin are criticising here, are they not the ones that has created the problem with not having ministers in place? And are they happy that direct role ministers would come in and take the decision? Sure, they're threatening to walk.
The decision according to the let's just stick to the facts. The decision according to the NIO is for David Stirling, the head of the civil service. And when we went to the executive office, who essentially are representing David Stirling, in terms of the press communication, they could not provide any legislation to show that David Stirling cannot make this decision. And when we put the question straight to David Stirling's office, are you denying you can make this decision? We did not get a reply. And we can provide further clarity on this morning. Let's listen to what the Exchequer Secretary to the Treasury, Andrew Jones, said on Monday.
The decision on implementation is actually with the Northern Ireland Civil Service. I don't think there are any decisions outstanding with ministers.
So let's just play it one more time so this is crystal clear this morning.
The decision on implementation is actually with the Northern Ireland Civil Service. I don't think there are any decisions outstanding with ministers.
David Stirling, why are you withholding this money from the nurses and health service workers in Northern Ireland? Should there not at least be a statement from you today, Mr. Stirling? And Mr. Stirling, you're okay. You're earning between £140,000 and £170,000 a year. There are some nurses and health service workers in Northern Ireland that will be barely earning a tenth of that. So they at least deserve clarity from you this morning, David Stirling.